very, very big company, so it should know the rules. There's no excuse here. It's not a one-man operation that they, you know, made a mistake. They should know the rules, but they breached the rules. The central bank did a probe, an investigation. They looked at 117 loans that were provided out of the Letterkenny office and found that there were problems with those 117 loans.
Charlie, what kind of problems?
Well, essentially what they were doing, Sean, was going to people, offering them loans. These people still hadn't paid off the last loan they got from Provident. So instead of waiting till they paid off the last loan, they offered them a new loan. So some of the money was cleared from the old loan that way. And you're not supposed to do that. It's just really bad practice. That means people get into a cycle of debt. They never get out of it.
So just to be clear, I mean, and by the way, this company can legally charge 180% interest rates over a year.
187%, it works out over a year, yeah.
Right, so that some people were revisited by the company, people who hadn't even paid the first loan off,
yeah,
and they were offered another loan.
That's it.
And the repayments of that loan were paying off the first loan.
Well, what was happening was, you know, say you owed, you took out €300. Initially, you still owed €200. You were given a new loan, and some of the new loan was used to clear the old loan. So, you know, you can't do that. It just means that people are sucked in. They can never get out of that. They get into a spiral of kind of having to keep getting new loans to clear old loans and use a bit of the extra money to whatever they need the money for. I mean, so you just end up getting into a bigger and bigger loan cycle kind of thing, and it's totally banned by the rules that the central bank have. You're not supposed to do this. So there was complaints about the Letterkenny office. This relates to a period between 2009 and 2012. And it was found that a lot of these loans were just recycled, or kind of old loans dressed up as new loans, but they were repaying the old loan, you know, with the new loan. So it's not what you should be doing. It's a breach of the code of conduct that's in place. These are statutory rules that the central bank have for these licensed money lenders. So very expensive lending. There's about 260,000 people who would use money lenders, as you mentioned, interest rates as high as 187%. So, you know, the rules have to be strictly observed when you're talking about very expensive lending like that.
It seems incredible, Charlie, doesn't it, that anybody can legally charge 187% interest?
It is absolutely extraordinary. Now, the kind of rationale that the money lenders would give you for this is, look, it's they're short-term loans. They're not over a full year. So the interest rate we're quoting here is an annual interest rate. I mean, that's the rule in this country. Interest rates are always reflected on an annual basis. So they're saying, you know, I mean, they generally give out 26-week loans. So, you know, for example, you borrow €300, you typically have to pay back 390, you pay back €15 a week over 26 weeks. But, I mean, if you express that as an interest rate on an annualized basis, it works out at 187%. So it is absolutely extraordinarily expensive.
And Charlie, it's so tempting for people because they couldn't go to the banks. We're talking about a period in time when the banks weren't giving out money. So you had somebody knocking at your door, literally with cash in their hand.
Exactly, and that's so tempting, so attractive. There's, you know, the readies are given to you. It's so convenient. Somebody knocks at the door, produces €300 there and then. You need it to pay for the communion for the kids or to pay for Christmas, and here's this money here now. You think about it, paying it back later, and you'll take it. Of course you will. And you're right. You're talking to people here who don't have access to bank credit, don't have a debit card, and maybe they owe money to the credit union, or, you know, just not in good standing with the credit union. So it's very, very tempting, and it's, you know, something that needs to be very tightly regulated.
Now, they were fined $105,000, which I presume they can well afford, but that was on 117 loans that there were problems with.
Exactly. Now, I, you know, personally wouldn't think that's a huge amount. Short change for a company as big as that. This is a company that made profits of £196 million sterling last year, nearly €250 million. So, small fine. The central bank, in their statement, say, well, you know, the fine reflects the fact that this company cooperated, you know, put their hands up, and that they have a good previous compliance record. In other words, they observed the rules in the past. But it does seem a rather small fine, and I think you'll find later in the day now, a lot of people, the likes of Sir Vincent de Paul, will have a problem with that level of fine. You know, the companies like this, which are allowed to charge 187%, they really should have, the bar should be raised very high in terms of regulation for a company like that.
Well, you're going to have companies say it's worth the risk if that's the case.
Exactly. If this goes on a lot, I'm not suggesting Provident do this a lot, but if it goes on and you can get away with it and then your fine is going to be relatively small, you're not exactly deterred from doing it, are you? You know.
Well, why? The Letterkenny branch is the only branch that was investigated here, was it?
Yeah, I know a bit of the background to this. I mean, there was a lot of the staff in the Letterkenny branch, there was a dispute and a lot of them were laid off, and those guys were very annoyed about this, and they spoke to the central bank about it.
So was it a whistleblowing exercise?
Look, that's what my understanding of that's what's happened here, because I've spoken to some of those guys in the past. The people laid off maybe were annoyed, and that could be something to do with it. You know, I know their view was that they were forced into doing this, and they knew it wasn't the right thing to do. So that's possibly where it came from. You know, so we don't know. That's how come it's the Letterkenny office.
And are there any legal ramifications here, or is it a regulation thing?
It's a regulation thing. I mean, this is kind of quasi-legal stuff anyway. Yeah. The central bank has these powers. It fines this company. That's what they call a settlement. In other words, they don't take it to court, but the central bank could take it to court. So, then, in other words, they found Provident was at fault. Provident put up their hands and said, yes, we were at fault. We'll make a settlement, and here's the amount we're paying over.
And what about the customers?
Well, there's no sign, there's nothing on that. I mean, really, you know, I think essentially Provident have been told to stop doing this. There's no sense that the customer's been there's nothing here about the customer's been compensated or anything like that. Of course they should be, and that should be the central focus here. And we should have much tighter regulation of the likes of moneylenders. But central bank's argument always is, if you come down too heavily on these guys, you encourage underground, unlicensed money lending activity, and there's no way, it's very difficult to control that.